Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Well, there was a pastor of a big city church, and he ran an ad wanting a janitor, housekeeper, caretaker. The next day, a well-dressed young man appeared at the pastor's door. But before he could say more than, "Hello, I came to see about," the pastor cut in. "Can you sweep, make beds, garden, run errands, wash clothes, fix meals, balance a checkbook, and babysit?" The young man answered, "Whoa, I only came to see about getting married. But if it is that much work or effort, never mind." A while back, I was officiating at a wedding on a beautiful Saturday morning. It took place in our chapel. And we had to wait because some members of the family were delayed. So I said to the groom, "Not to worry, we'll wait till everyone's here." And about a quarter after, we finally started. So the wedding party marched in, then the doors were closed. Lohengrin's wedding march started, the doors were opened, and because it was early in the morning, the light on the pillar walls of this church just shone so bright into the chapel, so bright that I could only see a silhouette of the bride as she began to walk in. And I got teary. I had worked with this couple. I knew how much they were ready for this day, how much work they had put into it. And in that moment, we were all caught up. It's an emotional moment for everyone in a wedding. I don't usually get emotional because I need to be on. I'm going to officiate in a few moments. But on that particular day, it hit my heart that she was surrounded by the light. And it had transformed her. And she was radiant. And she arrived at the end of the aisle, and it was time to start. And I knew they were ready. So in this gospel, Jesus chose what is for all of us an emotional moment, a wedding, to once again try to help us understand what is the kingdom of heaven. Now this allegory takes place in Matthew's gospel, the second reading we heard from Thessalonians, wondering about the second coming. Took place before. That was written before Matthew's Gospel. So in Matthew's Gospel, in a section called the Great Discourse, this is one of the parables that's trying to help us understand, especially at the time of Matthew, that it's time to allow for the coming of the Lord and not know when that's going to be. So Matthew is inviting everyone to be ready, but we don't know when. Now, this particular gospel is a wedding, and weddings are even bigger events, were bigger 2,000 years ago than they are now. And just like 2,000 years ago when this groom was delayed, we can have problems, we can have mishaps at our weddings too. We've experienced, at least I have, a best man or the maid of honor never make it to the rehearsal because they got lost. Or we can have a bride finally get into her wedding dress and it tears. So we have to sew her in to her wedding dress. Flowers can arrive and we can be missing a boutonniere. So weddings are already emotional, and then when things happen, everybody, even more so, is involved in that moment. So, think of your wedding or weddings you've been to, and allow those memories to be with you as we explore this gospel. But let's first find out a little bit about what really was a wedding like 2,000 years ago. Well, it began with the engagement festivities, and they took place at the bride's father's home. And a literal contract was written up, signed by the groom and witnesses in the room, outlining his economic and social obligations for his future bride. Then the groom would seal that contract by giving the bride something of his that was of value. Now, if this future bride was young, and 2,000 years ago, some were engaged at the age of 12, she could defer moving into the groom's home for several years. But in any case, once this engagement was written out and the gift given, then the bride-to-be had 12 months to get ready. Brides today need 12 months, it seems, but in those days, a bride needed to literally make her clothes, beginning with making the cloth. You know, doing the wool and making it so finally they could put it on the loom and make a large piece of cloth, and then eventually the garment could be sewn. So getting ready to be married took a long time. On the day of the wedding, guests assembled at the bride's house to wait for the groom. But weddings took place at night, because the ceremony ended with the bride and groom going into the groom's chambers to consummate their wedding. So the wedding took place at night. Now, when the bridegroom approached, all the guests, including the bridesmaids, would light torches with light lamps filled with oil and go out to greet him. Then, in a festive procession, they would go to the groom's house for the ceremony, and then the next day there would be days of feasting. And these days of feasting included music. Not like the jazz of last night's All-Star concert, but amazing music. And if you went on YouTube and typed in Asher Shirim, that's a piece of music from an ancient Babylonian Jewish wedding. And the person is holding a small harp that I've never seen the likes of. But if you remember some of the psalms, some of the instruments in those days were flutes and drums and harps and lutes. So this was quite an occasion that lasted several days. If that were to happen here, the bride's father would become bankrupt. So this is where our gospel picks up. Jesus saying, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. But the bridegroom was delayed." Now, we take for granted that if that happened here, we would either cell phone call and say, "Where are you?" And pretty soon we would have an answer. But in those days, they had no way of knowing when the groom would arrive. So this took hours and hours of waiting, so much so that we hear everyone fell asleep. It had gotten so late at night. So they were delayed. This groom was delayed. All of us do not like being delayed. I know if I call a company and I want the customer service representative in person, a real voice, we have to wait. And so what I normally do is I put my phone on speakerphone and then I multitask doing something else while I'm listening to music or listening to a taped recording. And eventually someone gets on the line. I think we all find it difficult to follow someone who's driving below the speed limit. I think we find it hard when our internet connections don't happen just like they should. And if we go to the emergency room, we know it's going to take hours. We have to wait. We all prefer, it seems to me, faster communication, faster travel, fast food, fast answers to prayer. We want money right away, and we want to lose weight quickly. And we've all heard a child say, "Are we there yet?" Well, the early Christian community was saying, "When is Jesus coming back?" That was what's going on in Thessalonians, the second reading. Why isn't he here yet? So this gospel is responding to this frame of mind. So the early Christians had to adjust that Jesus had not, and apparently was not, returning for a second time as they fully expected when they expected it to happen. So their mission, the invitation of this gospel, was to wait with expectancy, to live each day with faithfulness, with courage, and with hope. Because at the heart of our Christian faith is the belief that human history has a purpose, that eventually we will all be fulfilled, and so will creation. So the point of the gospel is to live now, ready, with hope. At our last today, I met someone afterwards who wanted to tell me how difficult her life was. And she told me about three situations that I really couldn't get over all that she was dealing with. And so I listened, and I ended by saying to her, "God is with you in all that you are going through. Let's pray right now." And so we stood there and prayed. A few days later, she called me. And she said, "You told me that God is with me. I can't feel it. How do I find him?" And I said to her, "When was the last time you sensed God?" And she all of a sudden stopped and said, "Oh, wow, I haven't prayed for a long time." And I said, "Maybe that's what God is trying to tell you in this phone call. Like the passage in the psalm, 'Be still and know that I am God.'" And she said, "Yes, I haven't taken the time to be still with God and let God be God." So all of us are called into this moment of trying to live now, believing that God is present, being alert to the coming of God in ways we least expect, at a time we least expect. Sometimes in our day, we know what lies ahead, and there are some events in our day we're not looking forward to. We wish we weren't going to have to deal with it. When I face those moments, and they can't be avoided, and somehow I know in my heart that God is in this with me, my response is, "You know, Jesus, I'd only do this for you. I'd only go through with this for you." Being ready, being open, being in the day, whatever the day will bring, involves what we heard in this gospel, that there were bridesmaids who were ready because they had enough oil. In this allegory, the oil is deeds of love. Being ready for whenever Jesus comes to us, in whomever, in whenever, and being available in love, deeds of love. Becoming all the person we feel called to be, not someday, but now. Choosing to be our best self every day for whomever now. Readiness is what Matthew was telling all of us. So when that chapel door opened for the wedding and that bride was surrounded by light, The reason I got teary was because I knew her life had been transformed by the light of love. And that's why she was ready. She had done the work. She hadn't sat and done nothing waiting for her wedding day. She was ready. And in this gospel, we hear some of the bridesmaids finally got their act together and too late. And they shouted, "Lord, Lord." And Jesus said, "Uh-uh. It's not words, it's actions. You need to show up ready every single day." So are you ready? God comes to us in ways we least expect. So I pray that each of us is alert for God's coming among us every day in ways we least expect, with generous, trusting hearts. It takes work and effort to be ready. The young man in the opening scenario didn't want to go through with all he heard that marriage would require. All of us have work to do each day. So let us be ready for whatever this day, this Sunday, will bring you. Amen.